DW.
Marlene Bastion, director of the Family Action Network Movement, or FAN, walks along the streets, surveying the rapid change in Little Haiti, one of the most at risk to climate gentrification in America.
We know that things will change. We know that change is inevitable. If you want to come into people's neighborhoods, you need to sit down with them first. Homeowners are facing one of the biggest psychological wars I've seen, because they don't want to sell. They are living in their homes, raising their children and their families in their homes. But every day they receive people. The developers hire Creole-speaking realtors, knocking on their doors, offering them 3 times, 4 times the value of their homes to sell. Even when they say they don't want to sell, they keep harassing them.
Located north of downtown Miami, Florida, Little Haiti became an official city neighborhood in 2016. Large-scale Haitian immigration to the United States began during the 1970s. Today, the Haitian American population has grown to more than 300,000 in South Florida, the largest in the U.S., with Little Haiti being a nexus of activism and social activity. It is also at the highest elevation in Miami, at just over 3 meters above sea level, nearly double the average elevation of Miami. Specializing in Haitian literature, Little Haiti's bookstore, Library Mapu, has been a cultural gathering spot for the last 25 years. 76-year-old owner Jean Mapu sought political asylum in America in 1969. He is being pressured to sell.
It is a panic. It is. And now with age and not being owners of buildings and everybody renting or leasing, we feel the gentrification. So can we fight? Can we win? We will try. And this plate will stay as long as I can put food on my table. I have nothing to sell.
Flooding is becoming more frequent in Miami, and locals are becoming used to the higher king tides affecting some of the city's most desirable locations. Some are turning their eyes to higher ground, and the result is what is known as climate gentrification, the chronic pressure on residents in neighborhoods like Miami's Little Haiti, where developers are offering buyouts and landlords are raising rent. Yoka Arditi Rocha, the executive director of the Clio Institute, dedicated to climate change education.
At the beginning of the century, Henry Flagler brought the railroad system to the county, and they were built predominantly by African Americans and Caribbean descent communities that settled along the railroad tracks. And those railroad tracks were settled at a much higher altitude in the county, just because Miami-Dade County is very flat.
A proposed Magic City Innovation District will tower and change Little Haiti forever. Ben Kurtman, director of the Cooperative Institute of Marine and Atmospheric Studies at the University of Miami, is skeptical of developers' motivations.
Your house may be high and dry, but if you have to get into a canoe to get to the public, I'm not so sure that's a good thing. So to me, it's not fully thought through. A lot of the coastline along the eastern seaboard and in the west, too, is quite vulnerable. It just happens to be Miami gets so much attention because it's such a beautiful place to live and there's so much real estate that's have such high value that's at risk.
A recent Harvard University study tracked the values of more than 100,000 single-family homes across Miami going back 45 years. It shows that homes along Miami's coast are dropping, while those at higher elevations are increasing, therefore displacing low-income communities. Organizations like Clio and FAM are trying to educate and empower the residents, as many end up being forced to move hours away.
They're basically using a predatory approach, taking advantage of the vulnerability of the community. These communities are not only very economically vulnerable, they also have immigration vulnerability or immigration status problems, as well as societal-based problems. So they're really taking advantage of these low-income communities that are poorly educated and also in many cases have immigration issues as well.
Little Haiti has long been important to the Haitian diaspora, and they need their community now more than ever. But the future is not bright, as extreme pressures of gentrification are transforming the neighborhood. Fabian Josephette left Haiti and came to Miami as a child. A gifted writer, she found great inspiration in Little Haiti.
Little Haiti was a place that grounded me. You know, it's when you move to a new place like Miami from Haiti, it's one thing to go to school and meet other Haitian students, but you still go home to your family, and even though your family is Haitian, everything else around you is still foreign. Television you watch is foreign, the books that you're getting flooded with are foreign books, but knowing that Little Haiti as a community existed, and knowing that there were people here that welcomed me as a Haitian person, if we didn't have it, we would lose our identity. We were part of our identity, for sure.
The community has no plans to give up the fight. For DW, I'm Maria Bacalopolo in Miami, Florida.
DW.